You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for your time to shine with Julie Yeagerwalker. Live from Wings of Souls with Julie.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is your time to shine
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Good evening, everyone, and a welcome to Your Time to Shine, a radio show designed to help you explore your own divine gifts. Thank you so much for tuning in this evening. Always love having you here with me on a Thursday evening. So I hope that you're all doing well. I don't know about you, but it's been a little bit of a challenging week for me. I felt like the universe and everything happening in the cosmos, it was just pushing me out of my comfort zone more than I wanted it to be. So I don't know if you're feeling it right now, but all of everything that's going on is really pushing everybody to get going and get on their purpose. And as that goes, you do feel a little bit out of your comfort zone, or some of you may. For me, I was really feeling out of my comfort zone this week. So it was interesting today. I was finding the day very, very challenging. Beyond the fact that I have two sick dogs who are not feeling very well, and so up every hour on the hour for days on end, I feel like I have a newborn again. My husband and I taking shifts. Okay, it's your time. You got to take the dog out. Besides that, you know, I was just going along with my work today, and I just felt this overwhelming feeling of, wow, I don't know if I can do this. I don't know that I'm cut out to do this. And I had to stop for a moment and go, maybe these feelings really are not mine. And there was a coworker there going through some hard times. And I'm thinking, oh, yep, I'm picking up on somebody else's feelings and somebody else's emotions. And so I had to sit for myself and you know, clear that out, drop that out, return to sender, take a nice deep breath and breathe it in and let it go down into Mother Earth, however it is that you release all of that. So I was doing a lot of that today. It felt like the energy and everybody around me, I was having to clear all of that out so that I could function on my own and I could only be responsible for me and my energy, right? And so it's so important to be in that space of awareness so that you can be in your own energy without being involved in somebody else's energy. And you know, with that, it's about being kind and gentle to yourself as well, right? And remembering that, you know, even in hard times, it seems like maybe the universe is against you or you don't understand why things are going on, and realizing that you have to take a step back and remember that the universe is working with you and for you. Not against you or to you even, right? So as you're sitting in that space of being kind and gentle to yourself of whatever it is that you're going through, you know, today, last week, this last month, whatever that looks like, and just remember that there's so much bigger things going on than you can even imagine yourself, sometimes even more than I can imagine for what's going on with me. And so sometimes it just takes a moment to just take a step back and a deep breath. My husband always reminds me of that. Take a deep breath and just take a look at the situation and say, okay, what is it that I need to know about this situation right now? It may come to you in that moment, or it may come to you an hour later, or maybe it's the next day. But if you sit in that moment in understanding of what is it that I need to know about this situation, it will reveal itself to you. And, you know, that's also about being able to release and let go and not, you know, not have the need to control everything in your life, which, you know, for me, that is a little bit harder. I am a perfectionist. My make and my model is being a perfectionist. And so releasing that control can sometimes be really, really difficult. And so it's a matter of just taking a deep breath and saying, okay, somebody has a bigger plan than I do, and then releasing it and letting go and let somebody else take the wheel and drive. And so, you know, and understanding that whatever you're going through, whatever challenges are coming to you, remembering that you can handle this, that you can do this, right? There are things that come to us and you think, oh my gosh, I can't do this. Just like I was feeling today. I can't do this. This is not going to work for me, being in this kind of a situation. But you have to remember that you can do this. And this is the reason it was brought to you, is because you are able to do it and you are able to complete it. And not only are you able to complete it, but you are able to rise above it and be successful and be brilliant and a bright shining light for all to see. And remember, in all of that, being gentle with yourself as you rise to the top. So being in that space and place of letting go and letting the universe take the reins so that they can go to work and make you that bright, shining light that you really, truly are. Good advice, even for me. So I hope that has been helpful for you this evening. Do remember to be careful, to take care of you, because everything out there that's going on this week and towards the end of the month is here to shake us up a little bit. So do be gentle. Do be kind with yourself. You're going to get through this. And yes, you can do it. All right. We are going to head to the phone lines right now. And we have Debbie in Layton, Utah. Good evening, Debbie, and welcome to your time to shine.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, hello.
I'm here.
I can hear you. Barely.
Barely. Let me turn my volume up.
There you go. There you go. Now I hear you.
Okay, good.
What can I do for you this evening?
I guess I would say future, looking into my future, see what's there for me.
Okay. Perfect. Let's do it. I'm going to tune in for you, Debbie. And so there's just going to be a little moment of silence as I do that, and then I'll be right back with you. Okay.
Okay.
All right, Debbie. So it's really awesome. Spirit will actually bring songs to me a lot of the time. And So what I got first off was bright shining star. And then I got my future is so bright, I've got to wear shades. I don't know if you know that song or not. It's an 80s song. But I can tell you, from that little piece that they have given me, things are starting to look up for you. Things are starting to shift and change for you. I'm being shown that it's been a long time coming. It's like these plans have been manifesting, right? Like you planted the seeds for things and you've been waiting patiently and cultivating and watering, and now the seeds are starting to sprout, right? And what they're showing me is now that they're sprouting, it's like it's going to take off and it's going to be quick. It's going to go really fast. And so this is all of the things that you have been asking for, that you have been intentional about, because they're showing me that you have really been very intentional about what it is that you want to have in your life. And they're showing me that your prayers are being answered. They're saying, hold on to your hats. it's gonna get wild. So your guides have a sense of humor, obviously.
That's so good, I do.
Okay. Well, there you go. Hold on just a moment. So I'm being shown that you're looking to shift your job, shift your career, and that is moving forward. Are you interviewing right now?
No, I'm not. I have been a caregiver for 37 years.
Okay.
And I actually got very ill last year, and I'm still recouping from that. So I've had to totally do a flip around on that, because I loved my job. And so it's been very hard for me. So I'm actually not even able to work right now. So it's kind of been, can I go to work? Can I not work because of my health? Like, I need to work for the income, but really not able to because of my health.
Right.
So it's kind of not knowing what to do right now.
So I'm being shown that you can find something while you're doing your healing. I'm being shown that you have put a lot of effort into this healing, and you know, of course, if you're ill, sometimes your body says, "Okay, I've had enough. We're shutting down." Mm-hmm. But that's been like your rejuvenation time and your healing time, and that you've taken that very seriously. I mean, there's a lot of people out there that, you know, they have an illness or they've gone through something and they're still not really taking advantage of doing that piece for themselves, right? Taking that healing time that they really, really need. And your guides are showing me that you have, right? You've taken this very seriously. And so being the healer, being the giver that you are, have you practiced Reiki at all?
No.
Okay. Because I'm being shown like you could do some energy work and with Reiki, right? It would be gentle enough on your body that you could do something like that and bring in a little extra income for yourself. Because you are that caregiver, you are that healer, this would be something that would bring you a lot of joy. It's still almost in that caregiving aspect, right? And so doing something like that would give you joy. And make you feel like
I'm trying to learn about that.
And make you feel like, okay, I haven't lost that piece of me throughout this, throughout this.
Makes sense.
Yeah. They're saying take it kind of slow in the beginning, right? Because until you understand how to work with the energy, and how to, what's the word I'm looking for? basically for your guides to use you as a vessel, right? So energy just flows in and out rather than it flowing in and you taking that energy upon yourself. I remember when I first started doing some energy work, I would get so exhausted. I would do like a, you know, 30 or 40 minutes of energy work and I would sleep for 2 hours. Well, what was happening was it was being brought in through me, through my guides, and it was going out to the person I was working on, but then it was coming back to me and not releasing out of my body. So I was basically storing all this extra stuff from everybody else. And so they want to caution you on that, to be aware of that so that you are just a vessel of in and out and you don't hold on to that energy because that won't help your healing process. Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Makes sense.
Because you are that empath, it would be very easy to hold on to that energy and not even realize it. Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I'm also being shown that, as far as your health goes, you like are right on the edge of being done and over all of this. So
good.
You, when you look at your journey and where you've started and where you've gone and where you're at right now, they said you're almost through it. Just hold on a little bit longer. It's like the very end. It's like the very end of this healing process that you're going through.
Okay.
And as you're healing, you're shifting and you're opening up and expanding more into like spirituality. And that is shifting and changing for you as well. It's like you're starting to open up to more possibilities of what is.
Okay.
Let me see what else they have for you.
Okay.
You know, they're saying, you know, try not to worry about the finances and the money, because the money is there. The money is coming.
Okay.
And so by doing this, by being in that space and that energy and being doing some of this Reiki work, that things are going to open up for you. And then once you get through this piece of it, then you can make that decision on what your next step is, what your next chapter is. So this is almost like preparing you and asking you, what do you want to do in your next step, right? It's like this, you're standing on the threshold of a door and you're looking out and you're contemplating what your next step is. And so that's where, that is where you need to be during this time period, is you need to start thinking about what it is that you want to do and where you want to go with this.
Okay.
You know, you're incredibly compassionate and caring and giving. And so that piece of you is going to remain strong. And you're definitely going to be drawn to that piece of it, to that caregiving side. Right. But I think what you're going to find is that you're going to look in, you're going to take that caregiving piece, but you're going to look at it from a different perspective. It's like putting on a different set of lenses and go, okay, so it's going to look a little bit different for me. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. So not necessarily going back into the exact type of caregiving that you were doing before, but it's going to look a little bit different, but it's still going to be in that realm of caregiving.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. Yeah.
Something that is a little less what they're showing me is a little less harsh on your body or your mental state. Because even though you liked what you did, what you do and what you did, it was a little bit hard on your mental capacity. With some of the things that you had to deal with and to essentially live through. Right. And so they're saying this different path will give you a little bit of a break of that.
Okay. Makes sense. Yeah.
Okay. Was there anything else that I can help you with tonight?
No, you have answered some great questions.
Good. I'm so glad.
You have helped me a lot. You've helped me a lot.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Well, do take care of yourself and thank you for calling in.
Yes. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. Have a great night.
All right, you too. Thank you.
All right, next we have Kelly in Lancaster, England. Good evening, Kelly, and welcome to Your Time to Shine.
Hiya.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I am good, thank you. What can I do for you this evening?
I'd just like to see if things are going to start looking up, like to do with my health and my housing, really. Anything you can really pick up.
Okay, so you said your health, and what was the other question you had?
To see if my health gets any worse, like I'm having issues with my health and not getting anywhere with doctors and stuff.
Okay. Kelly, let me check in here for you. And while I do that, there's just going to be a little moment of silence, and then I will be right back with you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Kelly. So I'm being shown that you have been having some health issues for some time now.
And
it's almost like you can't breathe anymore. It's just like it's so overwhelming.
Yeah, it's got worse. Because I've been passed a lot of problems. I've had a lot of problems. Yeah. It's getting worse, obviously, I just thought, I'm not going to get to the bottom of it.
Yeah. So it feels like, have you done any kind of, or worked with like a natural path. I'm feeling like there's a lot of like, they're showing me like herbal supplements and that type of thing. Have you worked with somebody like that in your past?
No, I have. They've tried to give me like sort of like work therapy sort of thing, you know, like to deal with the pain. But that was a long time back. I was meant to have an operation, but obviously they're using the situation as a cardiac arrest, so I just have to basically deal with it.
Right. Yeah, because what they're showing me is it feels like that you haven't really gotten to the main point of what's causing all of this.
No, it's that's what I mean. Yeah, but obviously there were things like somewhere in my back. Obviously, you know what's going on in my back. I just had the operation, but I would have been out. It has been going on for some time, but now it's affecting the ability to go on.
Yeah. So I am being shown that there is, that you will, it looks like that you are going to be doing some kind of a surgery down the road, and it is going to help. Okay.
Right.
It's going to help. Kind of, I'm sorry?
I've been begging for him to do some surgery, but we reckon not that.
Yeah. So it's almost like, I mean, they're showing me that you are going to do some type of a surgery. It's almost like you could also, and I'm not saying replace the surgery, but in preparation for it, finding a healer that can help you work with your angels and guides. To kind of get you prepped for that surgery and do some healing sessions on this. And what that will do is the angels could come in and do like an energetic healing and clearing and almost like an energetic surgery for you to kind of start this process going to get your body prepped and to get you kind of over this hump.
Right.
And I think that that would help you, that would really help kind of push you forward a little bit. It feels like there's a lot of healing, like almost just like trauma healing that needs to happen for you from past experiences. And so finding a healing practitioner that can kind of help guide you through that is really going to help kind of lift a piece from you. Like literally it's going to make, what I'm being shown is like, it's literally going to make your body feel lighter. Okay. Because right now there's a lot of heaviness, that I feel like you're carrying. And I feel like that's because it's from like from past trauma.
Is that the past is in alcohol due to my issues when my kids are shopping. I've been through a lot and never been lifted. These things happen. It's like, I know things before it happens, but it's been bad things.
Yeah. I would look for somebody that like that, that could help you through some of those things. And I think that will get you at least started on your way a little bit and get you prepared. Okay.
Yeah.
So Kelly, we're coming down to the last few seconds of our show. So I'm going to have to say goodnight, but I hope this has been helpful for you this evening.
It has, yeah. Thank you very much. That's helped me a lot now.
You're so very welcome. I hope you start feeling better very soon.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, that does it for me, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in this evening. Feel free to reach me at my website at wingsofsoulswithjulie.com. I am booking into April right now for readings, personal one-on-one readings and group readings. You could also reach me on my Facebook page at Julie Yeager Walker Medium and Your Time to Shine. Good evening, everyone, and we'll see you again next week.